At a recent lecture given by the Irish theologian Donald Dorr in Rome, he said that the more correct translation of what we normally know of as one of the most common titles given to Jesus, Son of Man, would be the human one, and that the way to God pointed out to us lay in being fully human. And this is what Pope Benedict XVI indicated to us in his first encyclical, Deus Caritas Est. There, the Holy Father states that when Catholics get involved in charitable work, those we are serving should be able to tell the difference between us and our helpers, because we have to give of ourselves, of our humanity, and that makes our service one of love, not just of moral duty, one of sharing our humanity and not just doing a job. We're about to commemorate the second anniversary of the tsunami, one of the most devastating disasters in human history. In Sri Lanka alone, it caused 40,000 deaths and made thousands homeless. I'll be attending an interreligious ceremony organized by our Caritas Sri Lanka to ensure that the memory of those lost is not forgotten and to show what has been done in the meantime to help the living. Despite all the problems, many houses have been built, livelihoods reinstated, fishing boats bought, and a semblance of normality has returned, except at this time, I'll now be going into a war zone. There are two important lessons the tsunami teaches us. First is the fact that such natural disasters are blind to religion and ethnicity. Tamils and Sinhalese were both swept away, as were Buddhists, Christians, Muslims, and Hindus. And the second lesson is that all the gains from the reconstruction of the communities that were affected can be swept away again by the second tsunami of violence, civil war between Tamil and Sinhalese that's broken out again. Two of our workers in Caritas were killed by that violence while helping others. Theirs was a service not just of duty, but of love. They shared their humanity with the suffering to a tragic extent. This Christmas, let's pray that peace with justice sweeps our earth. On behalf of Caritas Internationalis, I wish all the listeners and staff of Radio Vaticana a very joyful and peaceful Christmas.